This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program for a better life here in IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. We were talking about ethical issues like anger and anger management and how we should deal with anger. And we talked about the positive and the negative aspects of anger. And in the previous program, we entered and touched the positive part of anger, which is an innate nature within us. It's within the human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it there for us. And that anger is a positive, humane anger and not the animalistic anger. And we will talk more about this dimension of anger. And as we mentioned in the previous program, you should have lower expectations from others. For example, if you want to borrow money from a friend of yours, and that person might not be able to give that amount of money that you require, then you should not be angry. Lower your expectations, make yourself prepared psychologically in your mind that maybe your friend will not be able to give you that amount which you require. And by doing so, by making yourself psychologically ready, you would not be angry when you receive the answer, no, I do not have that amount and I cannot help you, and so on and so forth. So make yourself psychologically prepared when you ask someone for anything, any kind of help. Lower your expectations. The sign of a person who really believes in the oneness of Allah is not getting angry when his problem remains unsolved. He says that Allah did not want it, and he shows submission and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, he works for it, he struggles for it, he goes through hardship for it to reach his goal. At the same time, he shows submission. He says that Allah did not want it. It was not in my best interest. Or you might say that if the problem gets solved, I would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or that person might say, my Lord, you have blessed me. You have solved my problem at the hands of so and so. Of course, there is no problem in thanking that person as well, because that person who does not thank the creature, does not thank the creatures of Allah, will not thank the Creator. So by saying thanks to that person, you are in fact also saying thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similar to that was mentioned before, this is an example of Allah's favor. So it is necessary to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in favors and also when you do not reach your goal or destination. Thank Allah in either way. Man becomes angry when he has an expectation from someone, but that person does not live up to his expectation. From the beginning, one must know that it is not in the other person's hands. If Allah wanted the problem to be solved, he would have solved it through him or another person. One would never have this unwarranted anger if he thinks like this, because he would not have any kind of expectation. So we should lower our expectations. When we help others, we should not have any expectation. We should do it qurbatan ilallah, for the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the example of Ahlul Bayt, when they fed the poor, the prisoner, and the orphan for 3 consecutive days, and they asked nothing from them except the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you lower your expectations, or even better than that, you do not have any expectations at all from this person or that person, and you just help and aid people for the sake of Allah, then you will see that other doors will open up for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid you and help you and give His blessings upon you.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
But what about anger at oppressors or people who openly commit sins? One must become angry at oppressors. For example, one must be angry and curse oppressive people who cross all boundaries. It would be enough for the entire Muslim world to be angry at some people who have committed atrocities over and over again, crimes that are against humanity, killing ulama, murdering and butchering innocent people, children, gassing people, using weapons of mass destruction. These people should be cursed, and we should take distance from these people, and we should show anger. So this kind of anger is a positive anger. One must also be angry at those who create corruption, those who commit sins openly. The amount of anger that one has at oppression and sin should be in relation to that form of oppression and sin. So there should be a balance. Some sins are bigger than others, and the level of anger for those sins should be more as well. Show anger at those who openly commit sin and do not befriend them. For example, these three sins are different. A woman having a little bit of her hair outside of her hijab, a man drinking alcohol openly, and a man killing an innocent person. The first sin is the smallest sin among these three, for example. And the last one is the biggest. You have killed another person. And the Noble Quran says the one who kills one innocent person is like killing the whole of humanity. This holds true for seeking revenge as well. For example, you cannot do more than slap one who slaps you. That is the amount that you are allowed to retribute or revenge yourself. But what if someone swears at you? What if someone, for example, you cannot swear twice at someone who swore at you once? Of course, in any case, it is better not to swear at all as a follower of Islam. And forgiving is even much more loftier than not swearing. You say that I will not swear and I will also forgive that person. And we gave an example of Malik al-Ashtar al-Nakhai, the great and prominent companion of Imam Ali, who forgave the one who threw dirt at him. He did not even revenge himself, but he also forgave that person. So if one over-retaliates, the other person has the right to counter-retaliate. And that is from our jurisprudential order, that one who over-retaliates, that person X has the right to counter-retaliate. So the punishment should be, the punishment against the wrongdoer should be according to a measure, a criteria, the correct balance, and the correct criteria. You should not over retaliate. That is again something that is considered a sin and committing a wrong action. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you, and don't forget to control our anger. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Oh,
your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.